So she says that she's creating with her work is going to be usher to her father or to her or to your father, her husband's father. For my brother, for your brother. So the husband doesn't have a right to be mefer because it's not in a nefesh. She's asking some work that she does on somebody, you know, the benefits of her work on somebody. So it's not in a nefesh. It's not bin other menor, even though it's his father, his brother. So that's not called bin other menor. Okay. Then, so the Mishnah Sheni Oisa al Pich, that whatever I do is going to be also to you. So then, that theoretically should need Hafora, but and a circle of Hafora, because since she's Meshubba to him, she has no right to Asra on him. So the Neder is not effective. Rekiba Omer Yafir, he should be Mefer, because Shema Tadif Allah Yosim in a Royloi. The husband has a right to certain amounts, so that is true that the amount that the husband has a right to, her neder can't take effect because the shibud of the baal is stronger. The chazal made it stronger than the neder. They were, Moses says they strengthened the shibud of the baal to prevent the neder from taking effect on it. But if she does more than that, so that there the neder would take effect. And it's also to him, and he's having things which are also from the benefit from, that's been on the way, no. And he should be made for Rechem Menuri Omer Yofer Hashem Yugershena B'tihil Surolot. Once he divorces her, these things will take effect. So he should be made for them now to address that time when he divorces her. And so now prevent him from remarrying her, because whatever she does would be usher to him. Okay, so the Ran, there's not too much Ran over here. Second line from the bottom. Kadim Shani Oysa Api Abba. So the language of Shani Oysa is talking about an action, so it doesn't work. So the Ran says, Ma Shani Oysa Yehi Lefi Abba B'Kainam. That which I produce will be usher to my father with a Kainam. It's not in a nefesh, it's not between him and her, so he can't be made for. That which I do is also to you, for you to benefit. So the husband does not need to be made for. Mishum. The Shibudi Meshabit Lay, she's Meshubit to him. The Shibudi, and she doesn't have the power to remove that Shibud. Rekiva Amr Yafir Shematadif Allah Yasim in a Roidloy. Rekiva says that he should be made for because maybe she'll do more than necessary. The Ksavar Rekiva, the Hadafa Didahi, that what she does over the required amount belongs to her. And therefore, v'chayil Allah nidra, the neder will take effect. To halom yishab delay, she has no shibud to him on that amount. V'shemach yitzarach lahafir, and therefore there's a need for hafora. Umiyu matzi the mefer, but he does have the power of the mefer. Shum devorim shibin ala v'noah. So, this is something which now she has so much belongs to her, which he can't benefit from. So there's going to be an issue between him and her on those items. So that's within his purview of being made for. Tanakama lochayish lahachi. We should distillate the hadafa nami didei havi. The hadafa also belongs to the husband. Now, Zadran, what does Hadafa mean? The high Hadafa, Hanash Hadaf, Amash, Paskal, Chachamim, Lassus, the Baalim. So she does more than the required amount. So the Tanakhama holds, even if she does more, it belongs to the husband. It's Mishnah is just giving a minimum, not a maximum. So what is that? The Hanu Mishka Shchom Yishloyim Kedisa Biperik Avapi. So we had in Ksubis that I think I once mentioned. I think when we learned that, I think I mentioned to you that a woman has to produce a certain amount of. They have to spin their own thread. She has to produce a certain amount of thread per week. That's what it's referring to. And apparently, even up to the time of the Victorian era, the standard was you have even women of fashion would walk around the whole day with their distaff making thread because you need a thread. So she has to produce a certain amount of thread per week. So they measured it by weight. And there's a certain amount of either she has to produce either Arv thread or Shesi thread per week. So Rechmanuri Oimer Yafer Sheva Yigashena Teaser Alaksaloy. So I'm not sure he has it in the Nusach and the Mishnah. We have Shemini Yerushalayim b'teyasura love. He has, and b'teyasura lachzor lo. So he cannot. He would not be able to remarry her if he divorced her, because then that will take effect, and then he can't benefit from anything she does. So Rechem Anuri Ketanakama d'adof anami d'baal havya. So Rechem Anuri holds it like the Tanakama that whatever she produces above and beyond the required amount still belongs to the husband. So there's no need to be married because of a hadafa. But if he divorces her, if he's not made for, because there's no need to, it's not that the letter is not there, it's just the shibud of the bell that prevents her from taking effect. Which means when he divorces her, the netter will be chal. Once she's divorced, she has no shiva to him. Say asur alachsaloi, and he will not be able to remarry her. We're not going to allow him to marry her. Arguing that he will marry her and just not benefit from what she does, because we have shalot dizor shalot titkon shalot tefeb. It's impossible to be careful about it. So we would not allow them to marry because he's going through a situation of being over Isurim. So where's that? What's the Tanakhama's argument in Rabbi Yechim and Uri? So the Ran says either because Imishum the loy sirle the mahanya hafor lachimagarish lo. Even if you may for the power of hafor is only because of Benoah Benoah. So, like we said before, that the hafor of Benoah Benoah is only effective Benoah Benoah. So the same way that's true that it doesn't work for other people, it also doesn't work for him once he divorces her. So that there's no reason to be made for that period of time, because it won't help. Okay, that's one way to understand why the Tanakhama argues. Imishem, or alternatively, because he holds in that gufa, kim the hashal lechayil, the kamei nami lechayil. That was Rebbe Nuri saying that the netter is basically held in abeyance because of the shibud, and once the shibud is removed, the netter takes effect. Tanakhama holds no. If when the netter was made, the netter can't take effect. There's no netter anymore. It's mevatel the netter, and therefore, even when he divorces her, the netter will not take effect. So there's no need to be made for because of the concern of that period of time, because the netter won't be chal anyway. Fine. The Mora says that this machlok is whether the hadafah belongs to the Baal or not. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that hadafah belongs to the Baal. What Rabbi Akiva argues and says that hadafah belongs to her is referring to hadafah shayed chak. If she did extra work, she pushed herself hard to produce more than usual, as opposed to just doing the average, the regular work and coming up with more. So if she does regular, comes up with more, that belongs to the husband. If she pushes herself extra, that Rabbi Akiva holds belongs to her. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Amr Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yechim and Nuri. The Memra, the Kesavra Shmuel, the Mora says this would indicate that if you say the Halacha Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, then Adam Makdish Dabar Shalabar Le'olam. We're talking about things which are not here, what she's going to produce. And we're putting a Kedusha on it before it's here. And we say you can do that. Ramini, we asked the question, the Gemara asked this question over there in Ksubas also. Makdish, Maisiyah the Ishtai. Person is Makdish, the husband is Makdish, what the woman produces. So now it comes out that she is producing something which is going to become aser. So Reza Oisuba Chalas, she can produce and she can eat it. Okay. So the Hamoiser, let's say he's makdish that which she makes more than the amount that she's mechuyev to make. Remeir mehekdish, Rechon Selim chulin. So Remeir says it's chal. And Rechon Selim says it's not chal because he holds you can't be makdish it because it's not here yet when he's being makdish it. So we would have to assume that the time of this Mishnah with saying that it's Kal are going like your mayor and he's passing like your Rechon HaSandler that it's not Kal. So applying that it's over here, this whole discussion is irrelevant to pass like anybody because it's all like a sheet which you don't hold up.
What?
The Gemara is saying the same way when the husband wants to be makdish what his wife is producing. According to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, it's called Dabar Shel Lo Be'Lo'ilam, and you cannot be makdish it. It's not here yet. She's going to produce something in the future. So Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says you can't be makdish that. So when a woman says that what I produce will be also on you, it's the same problem. It's not here yet. And since the netter is a form of hektish, like we have multiple times. So if you hold ein adam makdish dabar shel be'lo'ilam, she cannot make a neder on that which she's going to produce. It won't be effective. So the tanoim of our Mishnah have to hold adam makdish dabar shel be'lo'ilam, which is Remeir Shita. So we have to assume that over here in this Mishnah, Yerechem Menuri is going like Remeir. Shmuel comes along and passes like Yerechem Menuri. And Shmuel over there passing like Yerechon and Sandler that you cannot be makdish Dabar Shel Be'Lo'ilam. So how can you say over here if you hold that you cannot be makdish Dabar Shel Be'Lo'ilam, so this whole matter is not effective? So what's in the game to pass like Yerechon and Nuri over here? Yeah? What? No? What's wrong? Do you see the parallel between makdish Dabar Shel Be'Lo'ilam over here and over there? Shmuel says that the husband being makdish, the woman's ma'is yadayim. We're both discussing ma'is yadayim and being makdish ma'is yadayim. Being makdish as a hektish, being makdish as a netter. which is a form of hekdesh. If you hold you cannot be makdesh to Rosh HaBalarlam, the hekdesh is not chal, and neder would not be chal. So then our whole mishnah is irrelevant. That's not a kash on the mishnah, because there are tanoim who hold you can be makdesh to Rosh HaBalarlam. But if that's the opinions of these tanoim, you passed and you cannot pass the Shabbat, then this whole Mishnah is irrelevant to you. So you can't pass it, then come along and say, the Allah like one of the Tanoim in this Mishnah. You don't hold of anybody in this Mishnah, according to Shmuel. Okay. There's a second machlokes here in our Mishnah. Regardless of whether neder is chal or not, we have machlokes who owns the hadafa. So maybe he's passing like Yerechem and Nuri, who owns the hadafa. Not that it's relevant to a neder; it's just relevant to the regular dini mominus. Right, Rekiva holds the hadafa belongs to the woman, and Rechem and Nuri holds that the hadafa belongs to the Baal. Ketema kikomer halacha Rechem and Nuri al hadafa hu dekomer, but not in regards to the netter, because the netter is not chal anyway. What is relevant is they're arguing who owns the hadafa. So we need to pass in that halachic shayla of dini mominus, who owns the hadafa. Morris says, if that's true, lay malach kribyachim and nuri b'hadafa. If that's what Shmuel meant to say, Shmuel would have said explicitly, these pasuk kribyachim and nuri in regards to the ownership of the hadafa. Inami halachic tanakama. It's not kribyachim and nuri. The tanakama already says the hadafa belongs to the baal. Inami. I'm not sure why he takes it. Ain't Allah Kribikiva. That which Rekiva says you have to be made for because of the Adafa, we don't pass the Kribikiva because the Adafa belongs to the Baal. Okay. So that's not an answer that to say that Shmuel is passing like. This issue regards the financial issue of who owns the hadafa. Ella, Zatim Mora, Amr of Yosef. Even though it's true that neder and hektish are similar, regards to the issue of Dovah Shabbat Olam, they're not the same. Even though by hektish Shmuel can paskin, you cannot be makdish davar shel b'loilam. Just like it cannot be makna davar shel b'loilam, because to be makdish something requires an ownership level, and you don't have ownership of something that's not here yet. With kenomis, we see there's not a requirement of ownership. Ha'el v'adam oyser peris chaveiro olav. I can come along and say that Reuven's peiros are also on me. I'm putting a din kainam on somebody else's peiros. I don't own them. So you see that when it comes to kenomis, it's not an ownership. It's not through the vehicle of ownership that the neder takes effect. So the concern of Dabar Shabbat Olam is that I don't own it yet to be makdish it or to be makdish it. I don't need to own it for an ador, so therefore I can make a neder on something which doesn't exist yet.
That's only vis-a-vis you.
No. Once I see that's true, Rabbi Yosef is going to argue, so that'll work both ways. So Baez's argument back will be what you're about to say, but that's Rabbi Yosef's thought process, that it's totally. Removed from the issue of ownership, so it'll work both ways. Some more. So this idea that you're saying goes only so far. So I have a choice. Either I can make something usur on myself, because I'm the person that it's relevant to. Even though I don't own it, I can make an usur. I can use bilis to make something usur, something that I own, usur on somebody else. Because I'm not the one that the isur applies to, but I'm the owner of the item, so I can make it. I can do that. But I cannot make Reuven's items usur on Shimon, because over there I'm not the one that is becoming usur. I'm not the one who owns it. A davar shel bala olam is lacking ownership. So if I want to make davar shel bala olam usur on myself, then your argument makes sense. But if I want to make it usur on somebody else, it's like ushering something which I don't own on somebody else. I should usher on somebody else. So the isur is not me, and the ownership is not me. So how does that work? So that argument that you're saying doesn't go that far. So we're left with this stira in Shmuel. He seems to understand this Mishnah should stim with that Mishnah. They don't seem to stim. El Omer Rav Huna Breid Rav Yehoshua Remeris Yigdusha Yudei Yodai Loisei. That she's not answering the item when it comes. She's saying that my hands, which are here, there should be a chalois iser on my hands, that which they produce becomes aser. The yadayim ha isno ba'olam. So the Mora is going to challenge that, whether that works or not. Well, let's catch up on the round a little bit. So on the round on the Gemara, which is in the narrow lines of the round, is the second, which is the last line. Remember the Kesav Shmuel Adam Makdish Davar Shabaloyim. The law, because if you cannot be Makdish Davar Shabaloyim, Kim the Hashal Lachal Nidra Lakimei Nami Lachal. So this, it's not going to be chal. Reminu hamakdash masi the ishta harayza oisa vechelus. Ikid the mukul of a perik afalpi. I feel of a mala mazonis. Even though he's supporting her. Feel okay. Rishus biyada levata lekdeisha. So she has the power to be mevata lekdeish. Raise oyster mechelis mi Rav Huna. Damer hasam ichalisha lerma lebala. Ain't any zaynus any oyster. Man the polygal the Rav Huna hasam mukil abasisin b'shein malam zaynus shivachi he oyster mechelis. 1 second. That's all after the Masechta Gemara, that the case was Yikdush Yod, they say. I don't remember the Cheshire of the Gemara 100%. By Moistrim, Hikdush Moistrim, Masiyadeha, the Hano Yesel Chamishloim, Behuda Kirisa Hassan, Moistrim, the same thing as Hadafa, more than the required amount. So Meir says Hikdush, and Yechon Sandler says Chulin. Mugla Shmuel Hassan, Bermala Mazonis. Samur says that the rights to the extra he doesn't get by giving her mazonis. Giving her mazonis only gives him a right to get the standard amount. If he gives her an extra more kesef, so you give her a weekly allowance to buy cosmetics. So that allows him the right to get take them the moiser also. See, if he's not giving her that, he has no right. He has no right to get the moiser. Remeir Domre Hektish, that which Remeir says it's Hektish, Lav Michaim Komer, less lay bay midi. El Hektish Lacher Misa Komer Shabal, Zacha Bahumoiser, Midin Yerusha. See that the Remeir of the Matthew Domre Shabaloidim. He's being makdish something which he doesn't own yet. So how can he makdish it? So the answer is when if his wife would die, he'll yarish that which belongs to her. And he's being makdish that which will become his in the future. He has no power to be makdish it. The Mor says, so applying that back to over here, we're going to have a problem. And maybe you'll take a chitema, ki kamer halacha, ki riachim and nuri, ala davu de kamer. We're past the riachim and nuri on a very narrow issue. The Sirele, this polyglot of Bekiva, and this specific point that he argued in Bekiva, the Amr Bekiva Yafra Mishum Hadafa, Sirlei the Rekiva the Hadafa Didoa have you. So Rekiva holds the Hadafa belongs to her. Viu Polagale Rekhmanuri argues on Rekiva Mishum Hadafa Ain Sarak Lahafra Hadafa Nami the Balhi. So who owns the Hadafa? Maybe we're saying Bahab al Khuru the Amr Shumalach Rekhmanuri. So, you're right over here that the net is not relevant, but there's a side issue of who owns the Hadafa, and he's passing like Rechem and Nuri, and that side issue. That which Rechem and Nuri says you have to be made for, Shmuel doesn't hold like him. Shmuel holds no need for a for the Lukayal Nidra cloud, they know the Makdish Dabash Lobalam. Could you be Makdish something which isn't here? Mor says that's what Shmuel meant to say. He should have been more explicit. Lame Allah Kriminuri Bahadafa. Haki Havala the Maimar. What Shmuel should have said was Allah Kribrekaminuri he should have said the words Bahadafa. Why? Because what he's saying right now, which is Nuri Stoma, that's the phrase that he used. If that's using that phrase, La Bahadafa Balchud Mashma, El Bekir Milsa, Domer Yafer. It sounds like he's passing Rechmanuri. And everything, especially in the Iker points, that you should be made for. And what we're saying right now, the hills, you don't need to be made for. So then just say, careful, with more precision, he's passing Rechem and Nuri, not in general, but specifically in regards to Adaf. You know what I mean? Or he could say, 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 that's better. Why is that better? The Masha, the less lay hilchos of Kriya Kiva, but midi. So that's true. According to Shmuel, we don't pass like Kriya Kiva in anything. Love my Domer Yafer. Not that Kriya Kiva says to be mefer, because according to Shmuel, it's Domer Shabbat Loilam anyway. So in Tzarech Lafar Mishum, they know my Domer Shabbat Loilam. And love my Domer. What? Shmuel is saying that we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva in anything. That Shmuel would have said that would have been true. We don't pass like Rabbi Kiva, you need to be made for it, because Shmuel holds in the Makdish, Tavash Lebeloilam. And Rabbi Kiva holds, you could, the Rabbi Kiva is saying be made for it, because he holds, you could be Makdish, Tavash Lebeloilam. So don't pass like, according to Shmuel, we would not pass like Rabbi Kiva in that point. And that which Rekiva says that Hadafa belongs to her is not true either. So by saying like Rekiva, that's a true statement across the board. Zeh appears a nochen alpha bishul appears Kain Rashi Zal beferik alpha. So So Rashi learns the Gemara differently. He's like the Ram, but this is the right shot. I do not recall what Rashi says. Okay, so the Mora says, so we have this steer in Shmuel. So the Mora says, you got it all wrong. That was you're comparing being Makdish Dabar Shabbat Olam to being making a netter on Dabar Shabbat Olam. It's not true. Shana Kanomis Hoba Adam Oyster Paris of Erolov. My Kaparachta may Hektish the Kanomis. What are you asking from Hektish to Netter? Abagab the Inner Makdish Dabar Shabbat Olam. Adam Oyster Dabar Shabbat Olam. You can make a netter in something which is not here yet. The Ashkel Milsa, the Isa Bekanomis, or Lesa Behektish. Because the truth is, Kanomis, even though it's a form of Hektish, is beyond the power of Hektish. Shayafa P. Shayna, the Makdish Paris Chaveroi. You cannot make somebody else's Paris Hektish. Adam Oyster Paris Chaverolov. A person can make somebody else's Paris Oster on him like a Corbett. Mikim and Shekane. So, Dr. Beresiv, Adam Oyster Nami Dabar Shlomo Loilam. So the fact that it's not here is not a problem either. The Paris of Eretz Lididei, because Dabar Shlomo Loilam Dami, the Les Behu Lei Behu Midi. The problem with the Shlomo Loilam is that you have no bialis over it. Well, somebody else's Paris is the same thing. You have no bialis over it, and still you can make a letter on it. So the Dabar Shlomo Loilam also doesn't bother me. So that's what Yosef said. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says no. Mishlam Adam Oyser Peres Chavera Olav. Shrei Adam Oyser Peres Chavera. In. Abaya says yes. Vare Kusha Kamarti. That which you said is true. The Peres Chavera Kedav Rishalab Alaylam Dami. That Peres Chavera is a Dav Rishalab Alaylam. Meal Mimakam Shabasa. That which you're making this comparison to here is not correct. Why? That lo mishkachas bekanomis, l'adam oyster. That which a person can be make a kainam is only, it's limited. One of the things he has authority over, or Paris, because he owns the Paris, they're here, they're his already. He can make his Paris usher on somebody else, or he can make an isser on himself. So therefore, Adam oyster Paris chaver love. So therefore, he can make somebody else's Paris usher on him. Then he does a Paris and a brishus. So even though. He doesn't own the Paris, but Gufe, Mia Brishusa, but he owns his body, or he has authority over his body to make an Isser himself. I can put an Isser on my Paris for somebody else. Kim to Paris Brishusa. So similarly, the other way around, he can make himself lost in somebody else's Paris. So that's enough to have one. Therefore, he can make an usher on himself. Even though he doesn't own the Paris yet, but it's an usher on himself, and he's here. Ella, but Abaya says, yes, the Dabar Shaloi Bala Oilam Al Chaveroi. Which is Duma the Masis, that's the case of the Mishnah. So she's making us or something which is not here yet, that which she's going to produce on her husband. So Halam, what's the Mifshit, the Surah? You cannot say that that case makes sense to Shabiyasr. I don't know. If your whole source is the idea of asking on somebody else, ikalamel of hetera, so based on that, it shouldn't work. Shrei ein adam oyser peres chaver al chaveroi. So he cannot make Reuven's Adam Aser and Shimon. So similarly, he cannot make, she cannot make her something which is not here yet, which when it comes will be hers, on somebody else either. Even though Shalom to them, she doesn't own it yet. So it's like asking somebody else's payers on somebody else, which doesn't work.
So to extend that a moment, if someone was to offer their produce on a third party, that would appear to work for the produce that exists today, but for next year's crop.
Well, it theoretically could work if he would make an iser on the tree, which is a long language of the Morse to say with the Yadayim. Now which my tree will produce, but
you'd have to have that diuk. We're saying you'd have to have that diuk outside the tree. Just so here.
Correct. So Elamer Hornbread of Yeshua, Bemeris Yikdisha Yodai Lo Yosein. Azizin he, the Mukma Bahachi. Our Mishnah over here is talking about that she's making an Isser netter through her Yodai. Hell, here with Yodai, he's no Bailam. Sirik Lahafir. Therefore, since it's, we're putting the Isser through the Yodaiim, the Yadayim exist, so therefore there's a need to be made for. Okay, so the Mora challenges that. So the Mora says, "Vechi Amr Halki Kitcha, Hamishabden Yadeha Lebal." Okay. Let's see the run. If you are Hachi Kitcha, but to me it's a question. But Mishtabden Yadeha Labal. Labal, she has a Shibit on her Yadayim to the Baal. I feel the mandamer or the makdash darbusha b'loilam poruk. This question is according to everybody. Chigav the loy mahani, it won't work. The fili iul lakomer ella ba'omer beferish yochel oisur dover boisus man. Shef shel lochel kahidet nan lachar sheskayer lachar sheyitz yachlitz lich yavameh. Of some of my master mehashter mashmo. So the Mora is saying that, okay, so if you hold the round learns that the Mora is saying, even if you hold the automatic Shabbat Shabbat, if a person would say explicitly for the Hermaisa Yadayim, and right now there's a Shibud, even though potentially in the future there will not be a Shibud, it's not going to work. The Mora says, we have this Gemara Kedushin. Man's a Makadosh, a woman. A man who's not Jewish is a Makadosh, a Jewish woman, that it should take effect after he finishes his Geiris process. So, or he's a woman's a Shemeres Yavam, and somebody from the Shulk is Makadosh, or that should take effect after her Yavama gives her Chalitza. So he holds, you could, that works because it's taking effect in the future. So say that the Mor is asking over here, her Mashi then will become hers once she's divorced. So what are you asking? If you hold the Rosh Hashanah is okay, the divorce isn't here yet. So the Ron says no. That's only true if the person says it explicitly. But if the person says it's done, we assume he means now. But right now, she has no way to makdish her ma'aseh yadayim, her yadayim, for vis-a-vis their, that they have to produce, because her yadayim are mishabbat to the Baal. of a stomach body mahashtar mahashma. But a person says the stomach, he means now. Well, now it doesn't work. Some more says that he's saying it should be for when he divorces her. Shemachi mahani she pirsha debarea sheyachol nidra bisman sheroy lelochu. She's saying it should take effect then. Okay. So the Mora says, Damar Lachim Megarsha, but Hashem Mias Loi Megarsha, and Mamadach Yamar Hachi Mehanya. So the Mora says that if he says Lachim Megarsha, that's in the future. So if you hold a person can be Makdish Dabrasha Beloilam, fine. I'm not worried about that. If you hold another machzav them, that it should be effective. Her yadayim loisayim when she's divorced. That's a new nakuda, which we don't know whether that should work. Okay. So now the Mora is going to discuss that point, whether that will work or not. There's even though I'm saying halois and something which is theoretically here her yadayim, but since right now they're meshubed, she cannot put a chalos on her yadayim, except if something takes place in the future. So that's like we have a body here, but he's not a ger yet, so the kedushin can't take effect. Or we have the woman here, but she hasn't had chalitza yet, so the kedushin can't take effect. We need a whole new something to happen, which will change the status to allow it to take effect. Even though we're discussing a ma'aseh kedushin with an individual, but it doesn't work. So, being makdish the ma'aseh yadayim of the hands, even though the hands are here, that for when she's divorced, but that's not here yet. So that's the problem of davar shebelo'olam. So how do you solve the problem? If you're talking about the yadayim, remember the morse of the yadayim and the yadayim are she has the rights over the yadayim immediately. So I get it, but if you're saying that his shibud on the yadayim doesn't allow that, it's only once his shibud is removed that's the rishon b'loilam. So so where do you get from that should work? That should work. So Mora is going to try and prove that the fact that the yadayim are hers are here now will allow her to put on the yadayim a iser to take effect after gerushin, even though the gerushin is not here, and that's not a problem of davar shebelo'olam. That's the next step of the Gemara, but let's hold that.